A wildlife park in New Zealand is being investigated after a keeper was fatally mauled by a white Bengal tiger. Tourists who witnessed yesterday's attack are still being questioned by police, and some have been receiving counselling. Zion Wildlife Gardens has been making the news a lot lately. It's the third attack in a year, and a bitter dispute has also been raging between the owners, a mother and her son. The son is a television star known locally as the Lion Man, and today he's been criticised for encouraging a hands-on approach to dealing with big cats. New Zealand correspondent Kerry Ritchie reports.
Dalu Makube was the most experienced lion and tiger handler at Zion Wildlife Gardens. He was only 26 years old, but he was known around the park as granddad of the big cats. The South African was killed as he cleaned out an enclosure with another keeper. Dalu Makube had hand-reared many of the park's lions and tigers. A few months ago, he bravely fought off the same white tiger which killed him when it attacked a colleague. He pulled its jaw open and sprayed the animal with a fire extinguisher. He had this to say when he was interviewed afterwards.
We are always safety conscious at all times, but we can always do better. You always do better in life.
Many New Zealanders don't like Zion Wildlife Gardens. It's about 3 hours' drive north of Auckland, and it's home to 40 lions and tigers. Some of the animals pace up and down along the fences. Local resident Wayne Richard says a fatal attack was only a matter of time.
I have rung up the council on numerous occasions, and we just don't seem to be getting anywhere. They just don't seem to be listening, and I hope someone becomes accountable for what has happened.
Craig Bush used to be the boss of the park. He's famous in New Zealand because he had his own TV show called Lion Man.
These guys are pretty full on. You go play with each other, not us. Okay, you're too rough. Okay, let's go get Azra, and then we'll have triple trouble. How's that sound?
But Mr. Bush hasn't worked for the business for months. His licence was cancelled when concerns were raised about animal welfare and overcrowding. He was then sacked by his own mother, who appointed a new manager. Mr. Bush had been in court in Auckland this week challenging his dismissal. He released a statement saying the keeper's death is a terrible personal blow because they were good friends. Ian Adams is the animal collection manager at Arana Wildlife Park in Christchurch.
I actually didn't believe it when I was told that someone had been killed. Yeah, it is pretty rare.
He says there have been no close calls at his park because no one gets too close to the animals.
The tiger didn't do anything wrong. They're a predator animal. There's somebody in its enclosure. Even though things were going all right at the time, there's always the potential. There's that unknown, as you never know when it's going to go bad for you.
He says tourists have their photos taken with white tigers on the Gold Coast, which is just too risky. He says there needs to be a set of standards.
Not only are they putting themselves, there's the animal situation as well, and if there's more than one of them in there, there's potential to get really big, and it just gets so bad.
Glenn Holland is the new manager of Zion Wildlife Gardens.
What we've managed to achieve, the protocols that we put in place, thank heavens, were in place yesterday. We've run emergency drills, which have never been done before. All of the staff carried out their roles according to what they should have done in an emergency drill. There was backup on hand. All the safety equipment was on hand very quickly.
The tiger, named Abu, was the keeper's favourite. It was shot dead straight after the attack. There are only about 140 white Bengal tigers left in the world. The future of the wildlife park and the future of the rest of the big cats is unclear. This is Kerry Ritchie in Auckland, reporting for The World Today.